At the far end of the negative spectrum, science writer John Horgan bluntly asks, given the track record of behavioral geneticists in general, and Dean Hamer in particular, why does anyone still take their claims seriously? It should be noted that the reluctance of scientists to give Hamer's work much credit is not because of a global unwillingness to consider genetic determinist explanations. Quite the contrary, as sociologist Dorothy Nelkin notes. The language used by geneticists to describe the genes is permeated with biblical imagery. Geneticists call the genome the Bible, the Book of Man, and the Holy Grail. They convey an image of this molecular structure as more than a powerful biological entity. It is also a mystical force that defines the natural and moral order. And they project an idea of genetic essentialism, suggesting that by deciphering and decoding the molecular text, they will be able to reconstruct the essence of human beings, unlock the key to human nature. As geneticist Walter Gilbert put it, understanding our genetic composition is the ultimate answer to the commandment, "Know thyself." Gilbert introduces his lectures on gene sequencing by pulling a compact disc from his pocket and announcing to his audience, "This is you." Given the awe in which genes have been held, even by geneticists, genetic determinism of spirituality would surely be welcomed by scientists if it could be clearly and consistently confirmed by evidence. So mere prejudice is unlikely to have made scientists skeptical of Hamer's findings. Sibling and twin studies. What about the sibling and twin studies? Aren't they at least pretty convincing? The trend was actually weak, not strong, less than 1% of the total variance. So assuming the VMAT2 claim holds up, and such claims almost never do, it does not mean much. Apart from that, one problem with sibling and twin studies in a general area such as RSMEs is that we may be tempted to see sibs and twins as more similar than they actually are. This will be especially likely given the broad range of behavior that Hamer considers spiritual. For example, he points to two sisters he has met, Gloria and Louise. Gloria has been a devout Christian and churchgoer all her life. Her sister Louise, after struggling with substance abuse and bad relationships, resulting in 4 children, for 25 years, found God while participating in a 12-step program. Hamer is struck by the sisters' similarity because they are now both believers. But if we are not looking for a sibling effect, we will hardly think their stories similar at all.